with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In 1976, Judith Jacklin, Ann Beats, and DeAnn Stillman collaborated on a collection of humor written by women. It was called Titters. Stillman says the trio then decided to do a sequel.
We came up with various ideas, such as Refried Titters, the Mexican edition, Titters Goes to Night School, Bitters, humor by alcoholic women, Jitters, humor by scared women.
The result, Titters 101, which satires a textbook used in a Mickey Mouse freshman English course on women's literature. Double entendre aside, the book's cover is decorated with an impressive torso of a young woman.
Well, that was to sell books. She has a nice torso, don't you think? You'd buy it if you didn't get it for free from the publisher.
Ann Beats notes that Titters 101 comes complete with footnotes, a glossary, significant passages underscored, even the names of the students who once used the book.
You'll note that one of the students who checked this book out had an obsessive crush on Mel Gibson and has decorated a lot of the margins with Mel Gibson.
Her name is Karen Blackstein. And
a Mel Gibson motif, basically, which runs through the book.
I noticed that. What did Mel Gibson write?
His autograph.
He can do that?
Titters 101 goes on to satire non-existent women writers who have somehow slipped through the bookshelves of literary history.
One of the more flamboyant is Camille Cassidy Cassidy, who was a figure in the Beat era and owed part of her notoriety to the fact that she was one of the few people that Allen Ginsberg knew who actually had their own apartment.
We reprint her recipe for Subway chili in Titters 101.
It starts out with stealing cans of chili, I think.
You laugh at your own stuff a lot, don't you?
Well, if we don't think it's funny, it's hard to bother convincing anyone else that it's funny.
If you can't laugh at yourself, who can you laugh at?
That's Ann Beats and DeAnn Stillman, co-authors of Titters 101. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.